afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. The SEC has unanimously approved a rule banning players who have declared for a professional draft, signed a pro contract, or appeared on a pro roster from returning to play college sports. The move follows a similar rule passed by the Big Ten and comes after recent court rulings open the door for former pros to regain college eligibility. In baseball, the Reds, now losers of three in a row, dropped to the Giants yesterday 3-1. They'll look to get back on track this afternoon at 3:45. In Cleveland, the Guardians, now red hot, have won six in a row after their win against the Angels last night 8-6. They'll look to sweep the series today at 4:10. They're 2.5 games behind the White Sox for first in the AL Central, and as it stands, hold the final wild card spot. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. A no-risk, all-rewards path to real weight loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, I missed you. Hello, Common Man.
Not as much as I missed you.
Oh.
And Reimer, how you doing, Reimer?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, big program today. Good Clean Wednesday. Send us emails, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We got a little bit of a change in the schedule today. So Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran. Supposed to be at 3:30 today. It's 4:30 because she's running around doing high school football stuff. And I believe it's just going to be on the phone.
Mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure.
She's dead to me. Screw her.
Yep. She's got to wait around to like film some practice footage so she can do a couple of interviews. I don't know if this is for the high school player of the week or just for the game of the week coming
she's
up this
just
Friday.
Picking up dudes. She's trying to.
That too.
She can't date any men her own age.
Mike, she can't keep a man. We know that.
So she's going to a boy.
Right. I mean, she said that there was a cutoff up high. She never said anything about a cutoff at the low point, which
is the government does.
Yeah, right. I mean, we can't go like the female version of Lawrence Taylor here, but maybe she's going to dabble. I don't know.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. I did get Rimmer's book. All right. It was on my desk waiting for me when I got in today.
There you go. Here's Take a look at that. He sent a copy for you, for me, for Panama Ted.
It's called It Doesn't Get Any Better Than This. You can pre-order this on Amazon. Just search Jeff Rimmer, 1M in Rimmer. And in the back, there's an index of all the people that are mentioned in the book. And I contend.
You contend.
I contend the name of the book should have been name dropping. Now, the name of a chapter is name dropping.
Well, that's pretty good.
The
right?
chapter
we knew that was going to be the case
that I mentioned. You can see my name is right here, right in between Todd Richards and Billy Ripken.
Billy F Face Ripken.
That's right. And I'm right in the middle there, and I'm on page 159. My entire life with this guy, 23 years with Jeff Rimmer. All right,
let me see that.
And I get one damn page. One goddamn hit.
Well, maybe it's like a huge
no,
little thing.
No, it's not.
Let's see. It says
I mentioned one time. Now he does pay me a compliment in the mention.
I got the first chapter here. Let's see, like where? Okay, I found your name. Let me read like the little excerpt. And I go scan down a little bit. He says, "So sure, every now and then a name or two slips into the conversation. Sometimes three. He's talking about how he likes to mention people. Right? The preface for the segment." And then he says, okay, maybe more than three, which apparently didn't go unnoticed. Back in Columbus, we turned it into a bit. Every Wednesday afternoon on 97.1 The Fan, Drive Time host Mike Ricciardotti, a brilliant broadcaster and host, decided to lean all the way into it and created a segment called Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer. And that's it.
That's it.
Scene.
That's it.
That's your mention.
That's all I get.
Yep.
Give me that.
That's it.
Go look at the back. Mm-hmm. See how many mentions Herbie got in here.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yep.
No, what made you think of him? I wouldn't go looking. No, you're not going to like what you find. He's going to have like six mentions.
He's got two pages.
Two pages.
Page number 7 and page number 195.
Oh, two different spots in the book, too. Yeah.
What's page 7?
Well, you said that you were in between, though, like Todd Richards, former coach, and Billy Ripken. Does that mean you were also only like two spots away from Cal Ripken Jr.? Because he's probably mentioned in the book. And
Cal's
like,
right after
like
Billy.
Nine
obviously.
Times.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't.
Where's Herbie?
It's going to say how much he respects him and how he's probably one of his favorite broadcasters of all time. Probably his most favorite Columbus media personality.
Early in the book, too. I mean, man, that's smack dab seventh page.
Didn't get through the first 10 pages.
No.
Yeah. Even the people that aren't even going to read the whole book are likely going to read that spot.
Oh, you know,
right,
what?
Reimer?
You know what, though? I'm not going to fault Rimmer for this, because his first mention comes from the dude who wrote the foreword, Mike Russo.
Oh, so he's not mentioning him. He
right.
didn't tell him.
Mike, he told him he has AIDS.
Yeah, right.
Mike Russo mentioned him. So Herbie only gets one page, too.
Okay.
Okay, good answer.
All right. Does it get any better than this? Or is this as good as it gets?
That book?
Yes.
Gets a little bit better.
How?
Not reading it. No.
By the way,
I'm excited to go read it. I'm got to take a big crap later, and I'm going to start that thing up.
Is it like
that's where I like to do my reading.
Is it like Costanza's pamphlet about acting without acting? It's like, sure, it's a book, or is it a pamphlet? No, you can go and just type in the title. I just tried, and it was easy to find on Amazon, and you can click the link right there and have it pre-ordered. Really is I know a lot of work went into this for Jeff, and in a way, like, it's his life's work. Everything that he's done, everywhere he's been throughout his career, the people that he's met.
I'm going to tell him later. He's coming on at 5:30.
It's a good deal, and we get to talk to him today about it. I know he's really proud of it, and we're glad that he sent us the first of a few of the copies that I hope were in existence.
He's retired from broadcasting. He's written a book, and now the only thing left for him to do is die. I'll make sure to bring that up to him.
That's really, and you know what? He didn't sign the copies, isn't
That's
it?
That's because those came from the publisher.
Yeah, but isn't it a nice touch if
he's coming into town next month?
Is that better to actually see him sign?
Yes,
it?
Or because he's
it have
probably
going to happier if he had the notes already.
Now
in
he's probably going to write a little note in there, like, "Dear Rachel Maddow, thanks for all your support. Love, Jeff Rimmer."
Mm-hmm. Glad I could teach you the only things you know about hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right, what do you want to do today?
Well, I mean,
I'm done hanging out with my wife. That was enough.
I didn't get to talk to you about this, and you seem like someone who would really appreciate it. So have you ever gotten the old deep clean of the house? I'm not just talking about like a weekly visit. I don't know if you have a housekeeping service, a maid service that comes by.
You're very, very clean.
I understand that.
Let me say this as if not to sound uppity.
But you are.
But however, I don't let my house get dirty enough to appreciate a deep clean.
Mm-hmm.
My house is clean, man.
My house is
squeaky clean.
I understand that.
Butthole after a bidet clean.
No, I know that. I've been there. It is a clean place. I also like to think the two people that I live with are dirty, vile people.
Uh-huh.
I try my best.
And you have animals.
And we have two animals.
We don't have animals.
Right. I've been forced to have both of these animals. I've wound up loving the cat because I think the cat is inherently a little cleaner. They are. They clean themselves.
I'm enjoying it.
They don't have to go in and out and in and out and in and out of the house all the time. I know there's the litter situation, but I got a handle over it.
In and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah.
Just again and again. You know what happens after you go in and out a couple times. It's crazy, right?
But I didn't think, like, we're tidy at the very least. You know, I'm vacuuming every day. I don't Swiffer enough because, again, what's the point? It just frustrates me more often. Every time that dog goes to the water bowl, it's just sloshing, spitting saliva everywhere. And it just, you have to kind of jaya, like serenity now, just let it go a little bit. But I vacuum, keep things like folded, neat, tidy, put away. I didn't understand what two human beings in my house could do for 7 hours was the report I got back. The whole day, all day. I mean, when I walked in those doors, it was like hallelujah.
Yeah, a whole new appreciation.
Was playing in the background. Angels were on my shoulders. I wanted to turn right around and leave the house. I didn't want to do anything there. It was serene. Just being in there.
You didn't feel like you deserved to even live in the house.
I didn't want to defile it because it was at its peak stage. They went several feet into every vent. I mean, deep into the vent. They were cleaning the strips of the sliding glass doors, even on the sunroom, like the exterior of the house, the interior of the windows.
They did a good job. Give them a shout out. What's the company?
I don't know how to say it. It's ACAZ, ACAZ. They're out of Worthington. They were wonderful. They have a full-blown 5-star review, and I understand why. I almost didn't want to say the name because I want to be using them again, and I don't want everyone else to be taking them for themselves.
Oh, God forbid they get some business based on
no,
their performance,
no, they,
Timmy.
They were wonderful.
I'm going to call them.
It was even like the things that I didn't even know about. Like it was hotel-like. Like the way they folded. I fold my bath towels a certain way. The way they did it. I didn't want to unfold it. They had the cords wrapped up like Sarah's 17-foot-long iPhone cord was neatly rolled up and then tucked into the
brick. That's a nice touch.
Even the tissue boxes, they sort of like flower folded the top tissue.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did they make any of the towel animals that like you get on cruise ships and stuff?
No, I mean, nothing like that. But what they did do, so with like the blankets that are in use, like on the couches, they took like the one like main blanket. Of course, after laundering everything, like that was part of what they did. Everything was fresh and clean, sheets, everything, blankets. They did like a tuck and squeeze into the central like couch cushion. It had like almost like a seashell type of shaping to it.
And
I was really
excited about
this. I wanted to get naked and sit on the blanket.
That's going to defile it.
Man.
You can't even sleep there anymore. It's done.
It was the best day of my life. Hands down.
Just walking in that house was the best day of your life?
Oh my God. I was like, there's no point of living after this. It's this
all right.
Good.
Well, it's all over for you and Rimmer.
Good.
He wrote the book. He's done.
And I got
your
clean.
Your house is clean.
Yeah. It's been
good.
Filthier and dirtier every day
good
since.
Clean boy. All right, we got a lot of stuff going on. Big Ten, SEC. We get like NFL players coming back. Who the hell knows? Mass hysteria. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right lane blocked off eastbound I-70 over at 315. That's from a disabled vehicle. Crews there on scene working to clear it. There's also stop-and-go traffic back from West Broad. And on Livingston, another accident at Courtright Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state retirement. Take home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
High school football on The Fan. Join Tyler Danberg and Coach Larry Wolf for the Capital Ford of Columbus High School Football Game of the Week.
This week, Bishop Watterson and Pickerington Central.
Live coverage starts Friday at 6:30. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Pretty quiet as we go throughout the rest of your Wednesday. Mid to high level clouds pass on by. We'll say partly sunny overall with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a passing shower or storm, otherwise partly cloudy, mid-60s. For your Thursday, similar story, slight chance of a shower or storm, mainly in the afternoon. Most of us are dry, though, with a partly sunny sky and highs in the lower 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama, Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Have you talked to Teddy on vacation? Is he alive?
I haven't texted him in the last couple of days. We just talked about Jason Stark on Monday. Teddy always feels like he needs to check in with me to make sure that I'm getting a hold of our guests. Like I won't do that without his help. Well, but I still appreciate it.
He feels the need to babysit you.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I'll take any help I can get when you're out doing what I always appreciate and realize is the heavy lifting that is done over there. So
over where? In this chair?
In your chair, which I obviously do appreciate. It's different.
Don't do that.
What? I did a little thing with my hand there, guys. I did a little.
What do you call it? The genuflect?
I feel like that's a respectful thing. Is it not? I'm doing like a royal. It's like, is it like a royal type of thing? Like your excellency?
Majesty, I don't like it.
Your powerfulness?
I don't like it.
Okay, I take it back. Whoop.
It's a good clean Wednesday. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. So we have the Big Ten and the SEC saying that former pro players can't return.
I don't think I've hated any issue more than this.
What?
Since this thing popped up a couple of months ago.
Mess. But you know what though?
It's been around for months though because of the timeline of when they decided they were going to do this.
Predict this?
Yeah.
They can make any sort of rule they want. There's going to be some sort of rogue judge somewhere that says, nope, you can go. No, stay of execution. Nope, stay on the stay.
Just call their bluff.
Stay on the stay.
You're just going to have to call their bluff, right? Like as a sports league? Like we think that we need the government to come in and fix all this stuff, and they're going to use a lot of big words and tricky things.
They're still
when you got universities that are in different states
to fix it.
So there's state laws, and this state law is different. I don't really care about any of that. In the end of the day, do we really think that we can't go back to having some semblance? I get we're getting paid now. That was always going to come into the fray, but there's a lot of students that get to make money at whatever the hell they're doing and still also go to school because they want to go to school. Like you can have that. I don't know like what the future is going to hold, if we're ever going to get to the system where you can just go to the university and there's like two tracks. You have the offer to go to class as well if that's something you want to do. But if you really don't want it, don't waste everybody's time. Just be an athlete. You're going to make money, so it's going to be essentially like a job. Maybe we get there one day, but I still don't understand why they can't just, without Congress, without the government, just set a rule book and say, you know what? You can be, from the starting point, you can be in our league for 5 years. That's it. When it's past 5 years, you're out, unless there's some special waiver
for
multiple injuries.
You know how you do that?
You just say no.
No,
you just say no.
You sign contracts.
Or that.
That's what you have to do.
Or just get like a union and a CBA.
That's right.
Do it the easy way that way.
If you want to have stability in this area, all right, you need to give the players an opportunity to represent themselves with some sort of collective, whether that's a union, whatever you want to call it, all right? You said somebody who's a trustee of that or heading that, because obviously you're going to have players coming and going out of this.
So you get a rep, and that's a good high-paying full-time job, and then you have a little board there as well.
You have a board, and you vote
they
on
work
things.
For you.
And I don't know how you would structure that, but it would happen.
It's been done.
Right? And then you're signing contracts, and you're committing to those terms. And then when the term is over, the contract is up. That's the end of it. All right, we're not playing this stupid game anymore about eligibility rules and red shirts and all this other crap. We're not doing any of that anymore. Okay, because once your contract is up, your contract is up. You go bye-bye. Mm-hmm. That's the end of that.
Yep.
Maybe you break your leg. You're out for 2 years. Doesn't matter. Your contract was for 2 years or 3 years, whatever it was, you're out. You're done.
No grace period for you for long-term injuries?
No.
Like, I'm against the
Is there a grace period for NFL players for long-term injuries? No, they're still getting paid what's on the contract
sheet. That's fair, but there's no, like, in the NFL, there's no end cap to, like, if you want to play till you're 44 years old and you're still making money, you can, like, the longevity aspect.
All right.
That's the one thing. I don't know. Like, we would have a forum if we have a disagreement like that where we would solve it. We would solve it. We would do the best thing for everybody. We would make those decisions. And then once we committed to those decisions, whether I was on one side of it and you were on another side of it, we would get to a point where we call it, and then that's it.
I was thinking about this actually the other day, because you brought up, you know, other students who are not affiliated with the athletics department. They're allowed to go out there, make whatever side hustle they want to make.
Yeah, whatever line of business that's in, right. Whether that's an influencer, a musician, whatever it is.
Here's a question, though, and I don't know the answer to this, but let's say that there's an individual who's living in the dorms, okay?
Okay.
And inside the privacy of their dorm room, they're not doing this out in public, all right? But they are filming content.
It's pornography.
Whatever. OnlyFans. Maybe it's just them solo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they invite some special friends over. You know, it's perfectly legal. You can, they're of age. You can buy that. You can subscribe to it. Would the university have grounds to say no?
Yes, I think they would.
Okay.
I think they would. And I think that's like if you think about any company that you are working with, just because it's legal to do so, you're within your rights. The person or the outfit that you're affiliated with, in this case, you're living in a university-sanctioned dwelling, you're going to a certain university, that's not in line with whatever their code is. It's like the BYU rule. No one said you had to like it. Everyone like reads what's in there, the code of honor. Look, it's a different religion. I know. Like, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but you sign on to that when you go to school there. And that's the way that is. And they can call it that way. I know what you're saying, but we talk about it a lot of times. Sometimes you're not breaking the law, but your company doesn't like what you're doing. And they can tell you to go bye-bye. You can hate it, but it's not like you're, you know, not free to then go somewhere else and continue doing that.
Right.
By all means.
This is
make that content.
No, I know. I enjoy the content.
It's free country.
Yeah, I enjoy
Reimer was telling me just the other day how much he enjoys it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all the time.
Oh, every day?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
He's basically like Terry Crews. Yeah. He's up to like 25 times a day.
I tell you, no one loved the pornography more than former Yankee outfielder Hideki Matsui.
Really?
Remember Hideki Matsui? Well, this was back in the day. This is before, you know, we really had access to the internet all over the place all the time. And even if we did, it was dial-up and it was slow and unreliable. So, you know, baseball players travel a lot. You're on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Hideki Matsui needed his pornography. So he would have a suitcase full of VHS tapes that he would travel with. That's his travel luggage.
All right.
With the Yankees.
Now, see, I thought it could have gone another way. It could have been where he was so addicted, he would have had his George Costanza type, like the employee for the Yankees, whose job it was to scout the city to find the best shops.
Each
town.
He had his own
to
videos.
To where he could get fresh material.
He wanted
everywhere he went.
I know
a spot by Comerica that's really good.
Even if he's in one of these hotels and they have the pay-per-view options, the adult pay-per-view options, he didn't want to rely on that. He had a very specific taste and appetite.
Yeah.
And he wanted his own stuff. I respect that.
Night Nurses from Jersey Part 6 was not going to get the job done for him, huh?
Tech Tyvus with his fire stick.
Of course. Yeah.
He needs his.
Needs the bees and the bees.
Uh-huh. The bees and the bees. All right. Do some emails next.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Reimer, you like emails?
I do like emails.
You ever get an email?
Not a whole lot.
Like your personal emails? Nothing good in there?
No, not really.
Just the receipts from the PH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PH.
The hub.
Oh, the porn hub.
Yeah.
Got it. You can just say it. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Police are on the scene of an accident southbound East Outer Belt between Easton Way and 670 that crash off on the right berm, and eastbound North Outer Belt after US 23, a disabled vehicle on the right berm. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
We're going to do Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 4:40 today, so stay tuned for that. At 5 o'clock on Friday,
yes,
it's another edition of Timmy Eats a Burger. You can find the first one on YouTube. Just search Timmy Eats a Burger on YouTube and go watch it. I was watching it with the girls this past weekend because Samantha and Kristen wanted to watch it.
Oh, tell them thank you.
And
that's
very
nice.
They loved it.
Good.
They
good.
Thought you did a fantastic job.
I did my best. The first one, a little nervous, didn't really know what I was doing.
I think it was very good. I enjoy this. I'm excited to see what comes for the next one Friday at 5 o'clock. But my wife did want to pass along something to you.
What is it?
Tell Timmy that I said he's got a lot of moles on his face that look concerning. And he should get those checked out.
I know.
She's nagging you. Through me.
I don't know where I've, and you're going to yell at me.
Yes, I am.
For playing golf
yes,
with moles. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to quit playing. It's not like I play 7 rounds a week out in the sun. I get out there once or so.
I just want to,
maybe twice.
I want a little true false. And that's all I want from you.
And I've been moling
Listen.
Since long before
See,
I played.
You can't even do it.
No, you can't.
You can't even give me a
no.
simple
no.
true false yes, no. Okay. I don't want any commentary. I don't want any buts or some extras. I don't want any of that. I got some simple questions for you. Question number one, are you currently wearing a back brace?
Yes.
Okay. Question number two, did you golf this past weekend even though you could not stand up straight on Thursday last week?
It was Friday, but yes.
Friday. Okay. So you golfed right after having severe pain, probably in the throes of severe pain. All right.
And I won, too. And I won.
Who are you playing?
Couple
Betty
of,
White?
Uncle Rico, a state championship golfer. Our friend Chris McNeil, Reflog on Twitter. And a 2.6 handicap friend of mine. And I beat both their asses.
So all you did
from the senior tees.
I was going to say, didn't you play up?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Last week, I can't even stand up. You're walking like a hunchback. Sunday, you're up playing golf.
Mm-hmm. I took my time. I didn't know if I was going to be able to play, but I called it, and it felt good afterwards. It wasn't a golf injury. So
it doesn't matter if it's a golf injury. Still your back.
I know. I talked to people, though, and I called I took it easy.
He talked to people.
Mm. I talked to medical experts.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Who'd you talk to?
Dr. Andrews.
Dr. James Andrews?
Dr. Pete Edwards?
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You're just lying.
I got Ta-da! On the phone with Dr. Pete. He stopped, paying attention to the crew for a second. He talked to me. He said, you know, it's not a golf injury. Go slow. Test it out.
Dr.
A little
Pete
bit of a turn is not
gonna
going to hurt you.
To sue you. Okay? Because you're misrepresenting his medical expertise. Dr. Pete would never say to you, you're in a back brace 24 hours ago? Yeah. Go out and play golf. That sounds like a good idea.
You know what? I think I'm better for it right now. Felt a little bit looser at the end of the day, and it's been getting better and better each day.
There's no talking to you. You got melanomas all over your face. You go out there in the sun for 5 hours playing golf.
So forget about the back thing. I don't really have a whole lot of back issues. This has been like the first time in 5 years that I had like a major tweak like that.
Kiss of death.
I was walking around like Quasimodo.
You're getting old now.
You have had back issues out the wazoo.
And
that's
more
of a you thing.
I don't do stupid things, though, when I throw out my back.
I understand.
I let it rest, and I let it heal.
There's a certain joy that I have to have in my life. If I can't play golf, I don't want to live.
Tonight!
What would you have me do? Pop a pill? Yes. Fly a kite?
Yes.
Sucks.
I didn't say don't play golf ever.
Yes, you are.
No.
You don't want me to play. You want me to quit my dream. I'm trying to make the senior tour. When this whole thing is done, I'm trying to get the game in shape or I can make a go at it and take down Matt Kuchar.
I'll come visit you in the nursing home.
No, I'm going to visit you in the nursing
home. Bring you some pudding.
I think I'd take Jell-O instead.
No, pudding.
Pudding.
Let's do some emails. What do you got? Yeah.
My filth lovers.
Oh, hold on. I'm not ready for you.
My filth lovers.
Okay.
My filth lovers.
And that's Dickie the Punchline Donkey on 97.1.
I think the man would be ready, right? Been waiting for the emails for 6 minutes.
Sorry, just
finger not on the trigger.
Thinking about an ass hat, wearing a back brace, playing golf.
You know, I think I'm going to keep wearing the brace. Just more compression. It just feels better.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wear it full time now.
They call those girdles.
Mm-hmm. Reimer? This is the email.
Yeah.
This is the email. Why in the world would you pay for your porn? Follow the rule of Costanza. Why should I pay when if I apply myself, maybe I can get it for free? I know it's rough when you get to the certain point and then it says, watch the rest ad free at Brazzers.com.
Don't go to Brazzers.
But you know.
Actually go to Brazzers.
That's just the way it is. Just stay out of Mike's apartment. Word to the wise. Okay.
You ever been to Mike's apartment?
I've not, no.
You ever travel with Mike to Brazil? Mike gets around. Not this Mike. I don't go anywhere, but that particular Mike gets around.
Captain Stabbin.
You ever... you know what's interesting is that my mom never taught me anything. But there's all sorts of moms teach videos on those websites.
Jesus Christ, stop.
My mom didn't teach.
Seems like everybody's got a stepsister, too.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Just all over the place.
All over the place.
Have weird relationships, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird. My office bathroom rules.
Yeah, they definitely are monitoring his load.
Oh, God. I've been noticing... Our office, which is 80% men in our little section, but we got two standalone bathrooms with regular non-urinal toilets. Why, sounds like us, right?
Who wrote this, Nicole?
Why are there so many people that leave the seat up, though? I actually had one person debate this with me, that it's a time waster because there's so many men, and said that it's cleaner because you're not risking drippage on the actual seat. You just put it up when you pee and put it back down when you're done. It's cleaner to leave it down. What am I missing?
Here's what you're missing.
You're not missing anything.
No.
People are stupid. You got to put it back down.
In theory, that's correct. That's correct. That everybody should go in, depending on what movement they have, and either raise the seat or lower the seat when they're finished. However, I like to keep the seat up because I know that the lazy person next to me will not put it back up and will just piss with the seat down. All the sprinklets and pee will go onto the seat.
Well, you know what? But that's their problem.
No, it's not their problem. It's the next person's problem. That's the thing.
Well, no, but it's that person that's doing it that we need to find and kill.
But most people are doing it.
That's why we need a system. We need an alarm system or some kind of surveillance. People say no cameras in the bathroom. I understand that, but I think we have to cross that bridge so we can weed out the rat bastards. I mean, I'm not like Borat here, like make a toilet. Like, I don't want to do that. We don't want to watch any of that. But this is about finding criminals, okay?
That's sort of a slippery slope there, Timmy.
As slippery as the toilet seat?
Cameras in the workplace bathroom?
I didn't say it was pretty.
To spy on Erin Andrews in there when she goes in?
That was just the hotel room, all right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't say it'd be pretty, but...
Whose job is it going to be?
You got to get your hands dirty to get things done.
To monitor the bed. Is that your job? Like you got a little closed circuit TV right on your desk?
CCTV. What's the code on that channel?
That's a good clean B.
BH69 is our code. The CCTV.
Now, here's what I would like, though.
I think it's a full-time position, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I would like is a bullhorn also in the bathroom. So when you violate...
What's the bullhorn, like a difference from an air horn?
Maybe a foghorn. I don't know. Like when we get one of these 10 TV crappers come in for the ninth time.
Right.
As soon as they go to unbuckle their pants and sit down, it just blurts out right there, scares them to death, and they never come back.
Blows them into the wall.
Right.
They just...
Like the opening scene in Back to the Future. Michael J. Fox turns the amplifier all the way up.
Just blows out that speaker, gets pushed back 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. Could the NFL take over college football? We'll discuss coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Police are still on the scene of an accident southbound East Outer Belt between Easton Way and 670 that crashes off on the right berm. And northbound East Outer Belt collector lanes, the right berm also blocked from an accident after Morse Road. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's bringing back the joy of the good old days with four 2016 favorites, the Naked Chicken Chalupa, Beefy Crunch Burrito, Mexamelt, and Caramel Apple Empanada. Relive 2016 now at Taco Bell. Limited time at participating stores while supplies last. Prices vary, tax extra. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Remember the old days when football used to have an off-season? Well, we at The Fan think that really sucked. That's why we bring you Austin and Berm, America's number one resource for Buckeye football conversation, is voted by Fake Surveys Incorporated. Catch their daily podcast called The Beat and their breaking news podcast, Snap Judgments, as they broadcast live from Roosters on Mondays, and they come right to your house and massage your tender areas. They'll do it all. Austin and Berm on The Fan's YouTube channel and 10TV Plus.
The Magic
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Are your windows drafty, leaky, not confident in the seal? You got to have a good seal.
You got nothing without that.
No. You're wasting money on that air conditioning. It's expensive.
Not paying to cool the outside or heat the outside in the wintertime.
You know what I did?
What did you do?
I got the bill, the electric bill the other day.
Noticed how light it was?
Well, no, because even with my nice windows here, we're still cranking things up because I like it to be like an igloo in my house.
But it's lighter.
It's lighter than if I had crappy windows. But I, you know, the kid was sitting there having breakfast, 9-year-old, and I just slid it her way. So this is how much electricity costs.
A year?
Nope. A month. And if you have crappy windows, that bill's going to be even higher. So I want you to call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Buy four windows, get four free. Plus 48 months, that's 4 years, of 0% interest financing, same as cash. Call them today. 614-502-5220. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Who is this? Who said this? ESPN personality, Peter Burns.
Peter Burns. I don't know Peter Burns.
I don't either, but this is in the story.
What's he do?
It says... college football writer?
Okay.
I don't know. Who's Peter Burns?
SEC Network host. Okay. All right. I recognize the guy. I don't know him too well, though.
All right. Anyway.
Fine.
He said, what would prevent the NFL from creating an NFL Super League when the Big Ten, SEC, and college football playoff TV rights end in the next 4 to 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
He said the Super League would have 64 teams divided into four conferences. The conferences would be the SEC, the South, Big Ten, North, ACC, East, Pac-16, West. He then said a 64-team Tier 2 league can be created with the remaining teams in college football.
Whatever, maybe like power conference teams don't get picked, and then the best of the rest.
So this is doing away with college football entirely and sort of making a true sub-league.
True minor league.
Well,
where it's still professional.
Yes,
you're it would professional.
Still
be and you're making
professional.
You're making a lot more money than minor league baseball players would make. But
you know,
that's professional baseball.
Back when I was banging, back when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I'd get yelled at all the time because in school, when I should be taking notes on whatever the teacher was saying, I would be scribbling in my notepad, making like baseball lineups or drawing up plays for Tecmo Bowl or the retention pond football we were going to play later on.
Sure,
I would draft trades that were never going to happen.
You were doing that, right? Before like SB Nation was doing that.
I mean, yeah,
for like every article of the week.
And my buddies and I would pass it back and forth.
Yeah,
like, do you like this trade? Stuff like that. And I remember my parents said to me, you know what? Eventually, we don't know when that's going to be, but eventually you're going to grow up and stop doing these things. And now these are just grown men sitting on something called X. Remember, explain this to someone back in 1992. So we're going to have this thing. You can just get on and talk to people.
The phone?
No, different than the phone. You can get to it on your phone, but it's not the phone.
It's on the phone, but we're not using it like a phone anymore.
You're going to type some stuff out, okay? And you got grown-ass men who are going to sit there and try and reshape football by just pulling things out of their ass. I figured out how we can get Bonds and Griffey and not really give up that much. Thank you, Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for?
Look, as crazy as this whole system has been the last 10 years or so, specifically the last couple of years on steroids with the NIL and all this stuff and moving and teams transferring out of one conference to another conference, there's not going to be a day. At least I can't foresee that. And I'm usually big on foreseeing chaos. I can't see a day where we just don't have any college football and it's just NFL light. That makes no sense to me. I can see the Big Ten and the SEC getting together and forming some sort of independent coalition that still involves collegiate athletics.
Like, what teams are we talking about? You know? Because, again, he's still using major college football teams. So it absolutely is still college football.
But how is the NFL going to run this?
That part I don't know.
The
if it's
NFL,
gonna go to that route.
A lot of these are private institutions of higher learning. Some of them are public institutions. Most of them are public institutions of higher learning too, and they take taxpayer dollars. So how are we going to make this work?
How would you make that work? You would just basically say, this part we have a partnership, you know, where you are going to be allowed to run the league that our school's football team plays in. And that's basically it. We are still the ones that are going to handle any kind of admissions and any kind of academic ties that we still choose to have that goes through the university and the football
team. Maybe it's purely,
I don't know,
a licensing play. Maybe it's one of those situations where the schools actually have nothing to do with it. They just license their name and image to this entity, whether it's the NFL or somebody else, the Saudis, who knows, running this
new... they've got $6 billion that they
Super
could
League,
use on something now because
right?
It's not for live anymore.
So really, it's not associated with the school at all, right? We just use the school's colors and the uniforms and all that other stuff to make it seem like it's still college football. Kind of like Urban Meyer's Pint House. Here's a little breaking news. Urban Meyer doesn't own one thing in that Pint House.
Yeah, but anytime they come in town, you know, he's going to be there to do
their
triple option podcast, go to the Buckeye game the next day.
They pay him a certain fee to use his name, and that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's going home at night and going to Shelley. They really like the appetizers this month. Oh, the cheese sticks.
They're still
a big seller.
It's still good, though, because your name's on it. Hey, you know, you'll take it.
It was the same thing with Eddie George's place in the Short North. Eddie George didn't own that place. They paid Eddie George a certain fee to use his name and likeness.
Right.
Maybe that's what you do here. You pay a certain fee to say, hey, we're the Buckeyes. In reality, you're not, but we can pretend, right?
I don't think they'd ever want to give up the... I don't think they're ever going to get to a day where they're giving that up. They would.
I wouldn't think
they,
so.
They would possibly pay to have like the structure, but you know what? In reality, they're not. You're not even going to do that because you've got the profitable entity. So someone is going to want to come to you and say, "This is what we can bring to the table if you will allow us to run this," and then we, of course, will get our percentage. The league that's going to run it for you, and then watch this thing grow and watch how much more money you're going to make by letting us, not the NCAA, run your little league. However that's going to look when the dust settles. Again, I don't know. It's going to change a lot more here in the next 5 to 10 years. Again, more like buzzword phrases when we talk about college football chaos. Oh, 5 to 10 years out, it's going to look a lot different than it does now. That will happen. I don't know if it's going to be the 64 teams or how it's going to solve out if we still want the conference names around it, but it's going to change again, and it's going to change a lot.
I already did that one. Scottie Scheffler is a dirty, filthy man.
I did that a couple times, too. Read the teas I'd already done.
Yeah. There's a difference, though. You're bad, I'm good. So
I know.
I take it personally when I do something like that.
I just expect it's going to happen.
People expect it.
Yeah, they do.
Scottie Scheffler is dirty, filthy, and more of your good, clean emails coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On the northbound east outer belt, in those collector lanes at Morse Road, there is an accident that's got the right berm blocked off. And eastbound south outer belt, another accident that's approaching US 23. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. One moment you're driving home, the next a truck accident turns everything upside down. As your hometown law firm, Cooper Elliott will stand up to the big trucking companies and insurance carriers on your behalf. Get the experienced representation you need. Visit CooperElliott.com today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The SEC has unanimously approved a rule banning former professional athletes from returning to compete at SEC schools. The move follows a similar rule from the Big Ten that came out yesterday after court rulings opened the door for former pros to regain eligibility. LSU was among the schools affected, with Lane Kiffin having recruited former NFL players. In baseball, the Reds, now losers of three in a row, are trying to get back on track today, tied up 0-0 with the Giants. The Guardians, now red hot, have won six in a row after their win against the Angels last night, 8-6. They'll look to sweep the series today, starting in 10 minutes at 4:10. This update brought to you by Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy?
Mikey?
You ever hear of the shingles?
Yeah.
Reimer? You ever hear of the shingles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very painful.
It's what I'm told.
Yeah, I haven't experienced it.
Well, I just saw this headline. Shingles vaccine linked to lower risk of heart attack and stroke. Study find. That's good. Nice mm-hmm. to kill okay. two birds yeah. or three birds with one stone. But my sister-in-law is the only, like, 32-year-old woman I've ever met that has had shingles. Because you can't even get the vaccine until you're 50, right?
Who needs the vaccine? Adults 50 and older recommend it for routine protection. Yeah.
She said it was terrible.
If you're not immunocompromised.
I know, but I'm terrified of shingles. Every time I go, I have my yearly checkup next week. And by the way, I encourage everybody out there to go to your doctor once a year. Get the blood test, go through the workup, all that crap.
It's like the nasty rash, right?
Yeah, really painful.
Yes. Most rashes are painful. And this is one that, like, blisters It's I think viral
for the last
thing.
Couple years, I've said to my doctor, can I get the shingles vaccine?
You can't get it till you're 50.
Can we just give it to me anyway?
But yeah, I wonder, like, what is, why? Yeah,
I'll
why?
Sign a waiver. What happens before you're 50?
It's not safe to have it? Like, if
just
we're not 50? Like, how does the vaccine know, like, what age? Because you keep, like, asking your phone when you take pictures of yourself, how old do I look? And it keeps telling you that you're younger and younger. So you're not going to be like 50 like for a long time.
That is true.
And you know what? I think did I not read something else like the shots that like people are taking now? Aren't there some long-term health benefits to that? Like
the GLP-1s?
Yeah.
They think
they're finding that you might have a lesser chance of getting cancer. And again, a lot of this is probably still being studied.
Of course. There's also dementia links as well, where they think it may be beneficial for that. Who the hell knows?
Can I
tell you something? We're all just guessing.
Yes.
All right? We're all just guessing.
But if you can lose a little weight and have less of a chance of some of those things down the line, that's good. That's a good thing.
This is what I tell people. It's like, you lose weight, you're like a big bag of skin, though. You don't have any muscle. It's like, first of all,
not really.
When you're very overweight, losing weight is never bad. Unless you have AIDS. Then, bad. But losing weight's never bad.
What?
It's like,
what?
Sure, you lose some muscle along the way, yes, but you're also improving your diet, your blood tests will improve, and I've actually gained muscle because I've been conscious of that.
Of course, and it's not like you're going to lose this weight in the course of like 1 week. It's a time.
It's been one week since you looked at me.
Oh, you're over the house. I'm crazy. 3 days. You take yourself some time, and then it happens. Who in the world would make that excuse of, I don't want to lose, say, 100 pounds that I would do really well to lose because I'm scared of too much skin? You know what? If it winds up being like a John Popper situation, then you cross that bridge when you come to
it. Just,
you're probably not
going to
look like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
There's certain people out there, no matter what it is, they'll say, that's not natural. I'm not doing it. Can I tell you something? Nothing we do is natural. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
All right, that Tylenol you take, not natural. So who the hell cares?
I don't know. I mean, you're going to
shoot it in my eyeball.
Is, you know, working out, like, yeah, I obviously you could still go and lift weights and do that. You're going to do some of that stuff. A lot of times you need something to just get the ball rolling.
I want you to feel
to help
me.
You.
I want you to
push
feel.
You a little bit.
Reimer, come in here, feel my bicep. Feel it.
No, you don't got to come in here,
no,
Reimer.
No, I want him to feel
no.
it.
It's nice.
Oh, it's nice.
It's nice. How many pull-ups now? You should be doing 10.
I'm up to
with
7.
Biceps like that.
Seven's
pathetic. Seven's, for those arms. What are we doing?
Seven's pathetic. I'm 46 years old.
I don't care what your age is. Look at you.
Reimer. Oh. Yeah, right?
Ooh.
Now feel my pants.
Feel my crotch, Reimer.
Laughing. Laughing's the appropriate response when you feel my crotch.
Reimer's got some pretty strong looking guns there too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I got some strong pecs under that shirt,
it's
but I can't really tell.
It's representing
you
Dayton
take your
basketball
shirt off and
today.
Pop my top off.
Yeah. What do you think about this, though?
It's good.
What do you think about that right there?
Why don't you show the camera your back brace, too?
Well, we're not talking.
I have to eat. We're so not, I can take my back
We're pill. Not talking about my back brace. I wanted to talk to you about somebody that's going through some issues of having little kids running around and still trying to get stuff done. Did you see what one Scottie Scheffler was doing last week?
I synced it.
He was playing in a golf tournament. He was not even advised to be doing that. And go and like ask WebMD or ask anybody, like, should you be leaving the house if you knowingly have hand, foot, and mouth disease? The answer is no. It's a contagious disease. Reimer, am I on here? I want to play this little clip from Scottie Scheffler.
Okay, now you are.
This was him talking on Sunday about what was happening.
Starting to heal up. My throat is still bugging me pretty good. My hands feel normal today. I actually almost caught myself shaking hands with Cam on 18, and I would have felt really bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I almost forgot. So that's good news. Starting to feel better.
What do you think?
They kiss him on the mouth,
what
though.
What do you think Cam Young was going to do to him if he just went up there and, you know, gave him the bro shake and just transferred his contagious hand, foot, and mouth disease right on over to him? Oh, here's a dirty diaper while you're at it. Have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing, Scotty?
I mean, Scotty's just out there.
I know you're a competitor and you want to play, but sometimes
he's trying to earn a living, Timmy.
He's
got to put
earn
food
a
on the table for his family. If you're working construction, you just can't stay home because you got a little bit of the sniffles. Or you got to go out there. You got to put bread on the table. That's all Scotty Scheffler's doing.
Honestly, like being serious now, I understand, like, he is a highly competitive golfer. You can kind of be off to yourself. We kind of talked about this during COVID. It is a contagious disease. I'm sure a lot of people all over the place, I mean, people go to work. It's one of the things that drives us nuts about this. No one wants to just take a day when they're sick. I was like, oh, I got to go to work. And then you infect everybody else around you. Playing on the PGA Tour, I get it. You don't want to, like, drop out of a tournament. And he has, his hands are in pain, and he still, what, finishes 10th or 12th? Shoots 7 under in this tournament? So it's a little bit impressive, but also it's like, dude,
what's the line, too? If he shows up with, like, the mumps.
What is the line? Like, when would you just not play?
Scotty looks like the type of guy, too, that would get the mumps.
I love it. I mean,
I don't want that mumps vaccine.
Well, he was going to not play whenever the child was born. Remember that? But when that child gives me a contagious disease, I'll still play. After that kid's born.
Have you had to deal with that, Reimer? We've had hand, foot, and mouth a couple times. They grow out of it, though.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like little toddlers and babies and stuff like that.
No, not that we haven't had anything like that. I mean, she, like, spiked a fever, but I think because of teething. But like,
yeah, but they didn't have she didn't have any, like, no. Sores or rashes or blotches.
It's the nothing worst. Like that. Did you or Kristen get it? Jack had it, and I didn't. I somehow didn't get it.
No, I avoided it. And I moved out of the house.
But I was there. I was just washing my hands profusely, basically any time I was even near him. And somehow I didn't get
Samantha
it.
Samantha got it twice.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it either time.
Did Kristen get it?
I think she did one time.
Is it one of those things that you can get but not show symptoms?
That I don't know.
You know, and still, like, transfer it over to somebody. Because you were in the house. Because I was definitely thinking about it. Like, oh my God, I'm in the house and this is gross. Like, he's in a lot of pain. The whole thing obviously just sucks. But Scotty Scheffler couldn't stay away. Now I think he's good to go. They're getting ready to start tomorrow.
Yeah, Tour Championship is tomorrow.
And they're going to finally change that format in a couple years.
Timmy, you know what else sucks? Being dead.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry. Yeah. Actually, you know what? It sounds wonderful. I'm excited for when I'm dead. Tim Curry, legendary actor.
The actor?
Has died at the age of 80. And we'd like to celebrate Tim Curry's life with a little bit. You can always tell someone's age. Like, the older people are talking about, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show and stuff like that.
Clue.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you and I were in Home Alone 2 land.
We like Home Alone 2.
Right. And then Reimer has no idea who we're even talking about. But here's a little Home Alone 2.
This is the concierge, sir. I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir. I was.
You was here. And you were smooching with my brother.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff.
No, it's a lie.
God, Cliff. You're getting around, Cliff.
So there's two, like, there's also two lines. Did you know that was Tim Curry, Reimer?
I did not know but
you know the guy, you know the face now, you know who that is. There's two lines that Sarah and I will use to each other. You know, you have, like, these little things you use in real life. We're leaving for work, whatever. I'll do the, have a lovely day. I'll just give her that.
Have a lovely day.
And the other one is the hard, it's just after, like, Cliff says that thing when they have to get down. He's like, get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
And then
then
it's this.
I love you.
The big chorus, I love you. I love those two lines. And also the, would you like a pizza? When Kevin McAllister's getting ready to get in the limo and gallivant across New York.
It's amazing how things just get stuck in your head.
Oh, the Tim Curry lines from Home Alone 2. And then we just lost the bird lady a couple months ago. Brenda Fricker, right?
From Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know about bird lady?
Yes, Ryan? I do. From Home Alone 2.
What do you think about that?
Would that storyline's not too disturbing, actually, yeah, when you think about it.
Would you let her into your apartment? to your hotel room?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you stay down there where you belong, right?
Yeah. You can't go to the plaza? It's a suite up there. You got standards in the plaza.
Except you're wearing rags.
Trumpy's in the plaza.
You walk through the hallway. You're wearing rags. You can't get
a former hoop star has gone off the deep end. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound East Outer Belt Collector Lanes, there is still an accident that's got the right berm blocked off after Morse Road. Eastbound South Outer Belt, another crash that's approaching US 23. Traffic there backed up from 71. And westbound I-70 over on the east side, an accident after US 33. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Pros, come see Lowe's newly redesigned flooring showroom and get up to 35% off trusted brands like Style Selections, Stainmaster and Stainmaster Pet Protect Special Order Carpet. Find more of what you need for the job and save at Lowe's. Valid through 8/26 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
The Buckeyes take down Minnesota in one of the biggest comebacks in college football history.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for increasing clouds overnight tonight across central Ohio. Low temps at 65 on Thursday. 30% chance of a rain shower or a thunderstorm both very early in the day and then again in the afternoon with lots of sunshine in between. High temp 82. On Friday, a dry sunny day with highs in the low 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Now, I know, Mike, that in some sick and twisted way, our guy, Reimer, who's in for Panama Ted this week, he's going to be happy about this story because it's the a Dukie fall that's from grace.
Lost his mind?
From a Duke basketball star that lost his mind. This particular player goes back to some of my backstory because the years that I spent in Raleigh, I was a college basketball reporter for our radio station. And obviously for someone like me, that was a fun part of the job. It was my first full-time position when I left Kansas City. We're a startup station and, you know, they needed me to produce the morning show, but I got to do this was like the fun part of the job that I was excited for. You got NC State, North Carolina, and Duke all right there in that, you know, 15-mile radius.
You know what they call that?
That is the
triangle.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is the other thing? The RTP. RTP, what's that stand for?
The threesome.
It's the Research Triangle Park.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Got DuPont, and, you know, Dow Chemical.
Menage a trois.
All of it. Oh, yeah. All of it. So that 2010 team, Duke won the national championship. I went for the 3 years up until that from like 07 to 2011. That's when I was out there. And Kyle Singler, you know, just the sort of spitting image of what you would think a Duke basketball player is, right? He's got the size. He's got the skill. He's recruited out of a weird place. Seems to be the way that they do that, right? Where'd they get Cooper? Maine?
Yeah, like,
Who the hell heard of anybody coming from Maine?
You
got Carlos Boozer and Trajan Langdon from Alaska? Like, when the hell did that ever happen? And then Singler comes out of Oregon, goes all the way across the country to Duke. And he's...
You ever heard of Oregon? Reimer?
I have. Name a city in Oregon.
Portland.
Name another one.
Eugene.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Good answer.
Hey, all right. If you name a third one, I'll do things to you. And I don't think you can.
I don't think I
How
can
How about
either.
Medford?
Sure.
All right. Or a little Beaver Town, Beaver Creek.
Beaver Town?
Beavertown?
Beavertown? I don't know. Bucky's is...
Beaverton.
Bucky's is suing them, though.
Oh, absolutely. Bucky's versus Nike? Who do you think is going to win that?
Nike.
Yeah, and probably Bucky's, though. But back to Singler. He just was such a good player and a really good kid, too. Like, you know, spent time in the locker room, and the running mate too on that team is the guy that's coaching the team that followed in Coach K's footsteps and is one of the prominent figures in college basketball. So John Shire is over here right up at the top, and Kyle Singler is Lord only knows what has happened to this guy. Take a listen, like this 5-minute video of him.
Which one you want?
We'd already heard, like maybe even a year ago, that stuff's wrong with Kyle Singler. Maybe not a lot of us like cared, but I would hope that people in his life, people that knew him, were looking into this. But now he puts this video out for us all to see where his hair's done up in this weird way. His skin looks different. He just looks rough, you know, severe mental issues. And he's going on and on about Coach K, like saying he needs the coach's help.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
He doesn't sound like himself at all. He's actually doing split personality. He's got a little kid voice. He's got an old man
he's doing a
voice
whole
there.
Thing.
Right.
He's doing a whole thing.
He should
thing.
Be on America's Got Talent. Here's the actual clip.
Man, Coach K has set me up. Set me up, man. I have no power. I have no house. I've reached out to Coach, and everybody has turned the other way.
My God.
That's the first one. Here's another one.
I've reached out to Coach K, and all he did is sit me on the bench. Thanks, man. Is that what we're doing at school? Sending people down? Teaching them up? Cool beans, man.
I believe he said cool beans.
I actually think that's an underutilized phrase. I use it myself. Cool beans.
I've never heard you say that.
I do. I use
that's,
it.
You use that at the house?
Yeah. Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Huh?
Cool beans.
Sometimes it's just a bitchin'. Throw that in there. Man, that is really bitching. Cool beans.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Galveston. So,
you might be worse off than Kyle Singler. Push comes to shove.
Yeah, but I'm actually making some money with my dementia. What's he doing?
Where, I mean, I'm sure Kyle Singler's having some issues there. This guy had 5 years spent in the NBA. He's 38 years old now. But
he was the most outstanding player on that team that won the championship. Most outstanding player in the Final Four.
He was an incredible player. And I think he wound up being a second round pick because there was some question how that would translate his game, the way he played over to the NBA. We say that about a lot of guys, but that doesn't take anything away from the success that you had as a college basketball player. Anyone that like did what he did as a Duke player, you would think you walked the right path. You're going to have any opportunity that you want, especially back in that town, right? Like Ohio State football players here in Columbus that might aspire to do other things.
He was a prominent part of a national championship team.
I know you love seeing it. You love it.
No, no.
Yep. He doesn't like seeing another man struggle.
I'm putting this on Coach K. Yeah, why are you not helping him?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, you know.
Look at you. I mean, right? Come on now.
You're a good Tar Heel. Here's a little bit more Singler.
One of my recent lifetimes, I was burned at the stake as a female witch.
It's Gary Busey.
Is that Busey?
That reminded me
of. Skinwalker Ranch? Like, what
athletic sports did you play when you were young?
I wish we had the whole thing. We have little clips of this.
Do you go to church?
I am a church.
What is the clip? Have you seen the clip of him where he's going on and on about like buttered sausage? He's speaking pure nonsense. Like someone's trying to interview him. He's like, I think it's about buttered sausage. Well,
do you remember
you ever
when
had buttered sausage? It's good. It's tasty. I like it.
He would just go into like his little baby voice.
Yeah. Haven't we like looked at shared some of his current Instagram clips?
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
That's Busey.
Yeah, it's Busey.
Yay!
That sounds like the gay giggity 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 goo. That sounds like Quagmire from Family Guy, that last
Yay.
One.
Yay! Yeah!
That's the same dude.
Yeah.
That's Pappas from one of my favorite cult classics, Point Break. That's like the esteemed FBI agent that shows Special Agent Johnny Utah, who played where, Reimer? Johnny Utah, where did he quarterback? Come on.
I don't know.
You don't know Point Break? You don't know Johnny Utah?
Nope.
Keanu, you ever heard of Keanu Reeves?
Don't think so.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Why do I do it to myself? Why do I walk right into it? He played for the Buckeyes.
John Wick? Nothing?
John Wick?
The Matrix?
I know who John Wick is, but I've never seen it.
But you know, like that guy that wears all the black from The Matrix with the cool glasses.
No.
I'm looking for Morpheus.
I'm sorry.
My name is Neo. Nope. Nothing?
It's so good when you do it to me. Give me chills. What's the pill?
You know,
it lets you live in the fake reality. What pill is that?
We have the red pill and the blue pill.
Right, but which one is the pill that keeps you in reality, in the fake reality?
I think that's the red pill. Take the red pill, you wake up like it never happened.
All right, give me
the blue pill. Yeah, right.
I don't want to know the truth.
You're like the one guy.
That's right.
He wanted to go back.
Where
and
then
the agents. Yeah.
Like, ignorance is bliss.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the dude from The Fugitive.
That's right.
Whoever, Joe Pagliatano, something.
Something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I love that movie so much, Mike, The Matrix, that I would get like a black sweater. Like, I went for Neo as Halloween once. So I was getting the Halloween costume set up. So I had the black sunglasses. I had a cool black coat, and I got one of those ribbed black sweaters.
Man,
and I tried to incorporate this into my look. You probably look like
a school shooter.
No, that actually then became a thing.
That
became a thing with The Matrix after the fact. Yes, but you had your day where you got your structure outfit and kind of went in there. I had the tight, form-fitting ribbed sweaters, and one of them was jet black, so I could go tuck into the black pants, and I would look at myself in the mirror.
Oh yeah.
And slick the hair back.
Oh yeah.
And make sure that I had the look, the Neo, the John Anderson look down.
Reimer, you know who Stephanie Tanner is? Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Saved by the Bell?
No. But around the same era, it's Full House.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Stephanie Tanner is sleeping all wrong. We're going to talk about her sleeping habits.
Sleeping all wrong?
All wrong. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound East Outer Belt Collector Lanes, there is an accident after Morse Road that has got the right berm blocked off. And on westbound I-70, another accident after US 33. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Pros, come see Lowe's newly redesigned flooring showroom and get up to 35% off trusted brands like Style Selections, Stainmaster, and Stainmaster Pet Protect Special Order Carpet. Find more of what you need for the job and save at Lowe's, valid through 8/26, while supplies last, selection varies by location. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Fan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
I forgot that we were doing Nicole here because I teased something about Michelle Tanner. Not Michelle Tanner.
Stephanie Tanner.
Stephanie Tanner.
We'll do that next. We forgot because
Full House.
Nicole's supposed to be at 3:30. We forgot.
I know. So Nicole is here. She's out and about. She's running around. I don't know where the hell she's at right now. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, guys. I'm not only out and about, I'm currently locked inside Bishop Waterston High School's athletic area, and I can't get to my car. That's exciting.
What are you talking about?
Do you want us to call someone?
In. Well, there's guys practicing, but I thought I'd just take this call first and then figure my life out. You know what I mean?
How are you locked in? Most of the school's supposed to be locked.
None of the gates are open. I went to every gate and they're padlocked. They're all locked. I think the only way these guys get in here is through the school. The locker rooms connect to the school. I'm currently walking around to see if I can find another gate as I'm taking this phone call. It's very exciting over here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You're pacing the yard.
I literally am pacing the yard. These kids are looking at me like I'm on drugs.
Well, I'm sure they are, because you don't even have anybody there with you, do you? Are you all alone
on
this?
No, I just have a mysterious suitcase and a tripod.
Oh, jeez.
You're probably like, who is this girl? Right.
Is this why
like
you...
a weirdo.
Is this why you couldn't be with us in person, because you're doing this hard-hitting journalism today?
Yes. It's actually a cool story. I'll tell you what the story is. So there's a football player on the Bishop Waterson High School football team who just won a world championship in wrestling over in Slovakia for Team USA. So I'm doing the story on him because Bishop Waterson's also our game of the week. So it kind of was perfect.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, Michael Boyle.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. No, Tim, I don't know his name. I just did the whole interview and story about him.
Well, you know, I was testing you.
It's a real question.
You could have forgotten. I was going to be a little upset if you didn't know what the young man's name was. But Waterson is a program right now.
No, he's 17.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
They're really good.
All right.
All right. Good answer.
Can I
tell you something, Nicole?
This girl was looking at me and she was confused on what was happening over here. Anyway,
I love doing this on the phone. Hey, do me a favor. Can you put one of them on?
You want this kid on the phone? I don't think that's allowed.
The kid.
You want this kid on the phone?
I just wanted to talk to the kids and see how scared they were of the woman walking around with the tripod and the
woman pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
Are you like near football players right now? Or are you just near general students at the moment?
Like, I'm near some soccer girlies. There's soccer girlies. Guys playing. There's some football guys on the other field. The way this is set up is they've got like baseball, soccer all together, like in one complex.
What I would like people, by the way, it's a name drop, not name dropping, so that's later. It is leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran. When people watch the news later, you're going to be on, right? What newscast are you going to be on?
I will be live at the Woody at 6 o'clock doing sports. That is, if I can get to my car.
Okay. what I want you to do when you watch Nicole at 6 o'clock is I want you to focus in on her buttons in the middle, like the little...
No!
Bosom area.
Yeah, it's like the third or fourth button down.
Because you were eating some sort of yellow curry for lunch. You have a white shirt on. You decided to spill it on your white shirt. So you have a little tiny stain there. And I would like people to focus, hyper focus on that stain, because all I heard for the last 2 hours when you were in here is, Mikey, can you see the stain? Oh my God, the stain. So I want everybody to comment. Go on 10TV social pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, whatever, and I want you just to put on there, what's up with that stain on Nicole's shirt?
What's up with that?
Listen, I will admit I have OCD when it comes to anything, like staining anything, getting any grease on my shirts, anything like that. So when this bright yellow stain was now on my shirt, I was pretty upset about it. And Mikey was nice about it, saying you couldn't tell. Timmy, on the other hand, was like, oh my God, it's so obvious.
I was just trying to be honest. What were you and your weather girlfriend, Lily Aldrich, saying to me today, huh? About the braces.
We were saying
What were you saying to me?
You could have benefited. I didn't say anything. She may have said that you could have benefited from some braces.
I didn't know what was happening. First of all, I didn't know that Lily was like Kramer-style blunt in that way. Because Cole was getting fitted for Invisalign. So we were talking about that and like our past and like, you know, oral hygiene. And how I never needed braces, and I would say how later in life I've had dentists say that I could get them, but you don't really need them. And then I smiled and I was like, look, pretty straight teeth. And I smiled and Lily went, eh, just like that. She went, eh.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, thanks a lot.
But that's what,
all I
that's
needed.
What good friends aren't honest with you. Great friends tell you everything you need to know, you know?
Yeah, and then I go to therapy to talk about it.
I think where Timmy is hung up is because he's not really friends with Lily. And
oh wow, that's rude.
Well, we've shared maybe like one conversation.
Right, exactly.
Right, like we're work buddies.
Like if I were to say that to Timmy, he would just Mikey's my friend and he's goofing around or whatever it is.
See, that Mike makes a great point, and I hadn't really thought about that until now. But yes.
Now
you're right.
I can look at Timmy's teeth and say you look like a goblin. You probably should have had some braces.
But that's
coming from me.
I have fangs. I know that I have like vampire fangs.
Yeah, no, they're quite hideous.
There's some chompers. There's some chompers, Tim.
But I think Timmy was just a little thrown off because he really doesn't have that type of relationship with Lily. Now, I, on the other hand, I find that very alluring. I find the bluntness very alluring.
Yeah, you're all about that. I know.
I like that.
But it was just how quick you were to agree, Nicole.
We're not good friends. We're best friends. And I'm going to be honest, Tim. I'm not going to lie to your face.
You know what I'm also a little upset about is you have not brought me a nice little drinky drink from Starbucks the last few days.
Do you think I have time for that?
Well, you had time for yourself, right?
Yeah, but sometimes I got to take care of myself before taking care of others. I learned that the hard way.
You get two.
I actually kind of wanted to go get one right now. That is, if I can ever get to my car before I go to the Woody, because it's very warm out.
Pumpkin spice? You're on the pumpkin spice train now that the season has changed.
Do you have time?
I don't know. That is, if I can get to my car.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I just wanted to drop it in.
I was like, what? Timmy, do you want one tomorrow? I'll come to work and I'll bring you one.
Yeah, I'll drink one. I'll do one. I don't really have those all the time, but if you're indulging, I'll take one.
No, I don't want it. Just get one for Crooked Mouth over there.
Yeah, Crooked
Mouth. Nicole, I'll take one too.
Crooked Mouth.
Reimer wants one.
That's two, Reimer, Nicole. Yeah, Reimer wants one.
It's getting a little expensive because I also want one myself.
I feel left out. Get me one.
Okay. I would make mine.
You're not going to drink it. That's wasting like $7.
No. Make mine a venti, okay?
I'm going to drink it.
A venti?
Yeah.
Tim, what's not venti? The big? I don't got money like that.
No, I want the venti too.
20 ounces.
Yeah, I want the big one.
Mm. No, Mike, you don't want the venti. Maybe I'll give you the tall. That's like the children's cup.
Maybe a piece of cake as well from the little display
they don't have.
Cake. Can you get me a
cake
pop?
They got the sliced loaf cakes. I know they do.
And the cake pops.
They don't have cake.
They got cake pop Demon Hunter?
Yeah.
They do have cake pop. No, not that kind of cake pop.
Get you one of those.
They do have cake pops. Okay, right. That's great. That's going to be like $100.
You're on TV. You can afford it.
No, money doesn't grow like that in my house.
Let me tell you something, man. When I was a kid, I looked at all those people on TV and I said, man, what a glamorous life they must live. Then I met TV people and laughed and laughed.
Oh, man.
High school, sweating my butt off covering high school boys.
Not my guy, George Michael in the Sports Machine back in NBC4 in D.C.
Oh, no, he was
That guy rolled in cash, baby. Yeah.
You like a little George Michael, Nicole?
You know, I can't say I do. I'm sorry about that.
The singer or the sportscaster?
I don't know if we can relate on that. Both.
You don't know the sportscaster George Michael.
No, definitely not. I just went along with that.
And the singer George Michael, can you name a song?
Definitely not. Sing one for me.
He's got a song called I Want Your Sex. Would you like me to sing that for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want your sex. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep.
Oh, wow.
I want your love. You don't know the song. Stop beeping and booping.
She's trying to.
You see me just now. I was basically twerking on this fence.
That's good. You're trapped in the high school.
She's a
twerking
musician.
I want your sex. All right, go away, Nicole.
Okay, well, bye, guys. I may never come back.
Leather jacket time with Nicole Shearer, and she's currently trapped inside.
She's trapped in a football shed with Adam James. Can't get out.
She joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, I will talk to you about Stephanie Tanner. Now, she needs help sleeping. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Northbound East Outer Belt Collector Lanes, there is still an accident after Morse Road that has got the right berm blocked off. Use caution making your way through there. And another accident up in Delaware, northbound US 42, it's at Freshwater Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept! And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. It's Almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the fan.
One watches QBC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. The best damn garage floors ever. As a matter of fact, you know what's happening at my house right now?
It?
As we speak? It? They're doing the floor!
Yes!
Yes, I've seen them. I've admired the other floors from other people. Right? And I had mine on the schedule. Look, they're busy. All right, and I didn't get any special treatment. I just signed up, just like everybody else did. I signed up. I waited like, you know, 3-4 weeks before they could fit me in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to cancel it because I'm a douche. Then I had to wait another 3-4 weeks because they're busy. But they're out today.
Are you going to see that? Is it going to be a one day or a 2 day
No,
thing?
No, it's one day.
You'll see it when you go
home?
Yes,
when I go. I can't walk on it yet. I can't walk on it. I can't put stuff on it. But I'm going to see it when I go home. I'm going to covet my new floor. Be fantastic.
It's going to be life changing.
And here's why.
When you gaze upon that floor, it's going to change your world.
Comer and Cross is the gold standard. It's like pulling into a new car showroom every single night. They can guarantee that your garage floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They're all certified uniform pros. Matter of fact, Jimmy was over at my house today. Jimmy came over and his buddy, whose name I've forgotten, but he was also very nice.
Oh, Jimmy, come over.
They came over in the official van. They had all their equipment, supplies, walked me through the entire thing. We shook hands. It's beautiful.
They have good vans.
Oh, yeah, very good vans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Sprinter vans.
You know how sometimes you just get a feel for somebody when you meet them?
Mm-hmm.
I like Jimmy.
You got it. You just like Jimmy.
I like
Jimmy. Jimmy had the right stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
No subcontractors at Comer and Cross. They are the real deal. The floor is the real deal. The people who put in the floor are the real deal. It's great. Call them today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Or go to comercross.com. comercross.com. Stephanie Tanner, a.k.a. Jody Sweeten.
What do we think about Jody Sweeten? Didn't she do some Hallmark Christmas movies?
Oh, she's done
here recently.
Quite a few.
I like her.
Yeah, quite a few. And I think she's aged very well.
I do, too. Like she's very attractive.
She's still very very good.
Yes. Did she have any, she get a little that done?
Perhaps.
Reimer, what do you think?
As a
possible?
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible.
Possible.
Yeah. As a teenager, you know, she grows up on TV and that's never easy, and that's why I think a lot of these child actors have lots of problems. Is because the entire world is watching them through their awkward adolescence period.
Yep.
And she grows up on TV. She goes through puberty. And I was the same age as her. And I remember thinking, she's going to be hit or miss. You know, she can go either way.
You thought?
Yeah. Because as it started.
No.
As it started, like she didn't do it for me. And she should have, because we're around the same age and I watched the show and all that. Like Topanga from Boy Meets World. She was doing it for me.
Because for me,
Winnie Cooper was doing it for me.
Stephanie was like my older gal that I would have had a chance with because she was only like a couple of years older. DJ would have been like me robbing the Craftmatic adjustable bed. Like DJ was way older, like at that age. So when I would like have crushes on TV characters, Steph, like same as you were saying, as you were growing up, she was growing up. You didn't have anything for DJ.
I like DJ.
You
too.
Did like DJ.
Yeah,
DJ
absolutely.
Was like a little bit older.
Little bit
for me.
A little bit
at
older.
At those times, it was Stephanie. It was Stephanie.
No, but I like DJ a lot too, and I think she aged well.
Yes, Candace Cameron Bure.
I'm not saying that I want to go out to dinner with her and have a conversation about philosophical events.
You don't. Not with
probably not.
She wouldn't even work with Hallmark anymore, right?
No, I think she's with the...
She got off of them. She's with like a OAN or something like that.
Great. It's not OAN.
With Mike Gundy's network.
Yeah, they're making holiday movies now. Anyway, Jody Sweeten was on a podcast. She's been married to her current husband. She's been married many times. She's a filthy whore. She's been married to her current husband for 4 years.
4 whole years now.
And she says that they have a very interesting sleeping arrangement. She says they have two twin beds pushed up against each other, in a king-size bed thing with two separate duvets. She said that it's an unconventional arrangement, but it works for them because you're not fighting over the blanket.
Okay.
This is...
Right.
She goes, I'm telling you, that's the smallest but biggest difference.
Tell us.
I can roll over and wrap myself up like a burrito, and he can do whatever. We're not fighting over it in the middle of the night, so no one wakes up angry that they're cold.
Yes.
No, this is not good.
Yes.
Because what you're doing here is like you're having a delicious ice cream cone. One has been delivered to you, a delicious ice cream cone, and you're taking one lick and saying,
throwing the rest of it away.
I'm satisfied. That was delicious. No.
Yeah.
You've got so much more of that ice cream cone to eat, Jody.
But here's the thing, though. It pleases me that someone else is like stumbling onto this.
I know, but she's not taking it far enough.
No, I know, but let her sleep there.
In separate rooms, it's great.
Separate knobs. Let her get there. She's finding this out. She's yes, of course it's a little bit better. And she even goes to say, she argues that sex, but actual, not sex, but actual sleeping is what drives most couples nuts.
That's right.
They're different. It's like Seinfeld always said, how did sex get all tied up and twisted with sleep? It's not the same.
Jody.
This is just trying to go to bed.
If you think your life has changed by not having to fight over the blanket, you're a successful TV person. I'm sure you got a guest room. Okay. It's not like you live in a one bedroom studio apartment or something like that. Move into the other room or have him move and you take the good room. But you two being separate, I think this is marriage number like four for her. Maybe one will take. Maybe you stay off meth and you don't sleep in the same room as your husband.
She had a meth problem?
Oh, she had a little meth problem.
I thought it was coke.
I think it was a little bit of both. I don't think when you're on meth, you shy away from a lot of things. It's like, oh, this meth is delicious, but coke, no.
Why would that be, though? You know, because like any other vices, I'm loyal to certain brands.
You're loyal to meth.
Like, I would be loyal to Walter White's, like, Sky Blue. What did we call it? What was his name for that? What was the name of Walter's?
I forget. I'm just saying, concoction. I think if you're on meth.
Blue Magic. Yeah.
You know, there was an old saying back where I came from.
In Tennessee, and maybe it was in Texas.
If a woman is willing to do it in a certain area, she doesn't say no to much. All right? And I think that's the equivalent with meth. If you're willing to use meth, you don't say no to a lot of things.
Do my teeth look like maybe I had a problem?
No.
Good.
No.
Good answer.
You don't have meth mouth.
No, I don't.
You have, like, I'm Canadian mouth.
What are you talking about?
Look like you're from Windsor.
I have, like, English mouth? Is that what you're saying?
Hello, Timmy.
Old English mouth?
You could benefit pre-2000? From an Invisalign. Yes.
No.
Some people are shocked that a crappy quarterback is crappy. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right lane blocked off westbound North Outer Belt approaching 71. That's from an accident. Traffic stop and go back from 161. And northbound East Outer Belt collector lane still an accident after Morse blocking the right berm. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state retirement. Take home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Streaming live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. The NFL and NFLPA are cracking down on five health and safety fouls this season. Unnecessary roughness, roughing the passer, impermissible use of the helmet, face mask fouls, and hip drop tackles. Players will face more consistent discipline, including increased fines and potential suspensions for serious or repeat violations in an attempt to make the game safer. In MLB, the Reds have dropped three in a row but are trying to end the streak today, tied up 2-2 with the Giants in the fourth. Hector Rodriguez knocked out a solo homer to get Cincy on the board. For the Gardos, after going on a six-game win streak, they're struggling this afternoon against the Angels, currently trailing 3-0. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer, 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, coming up at 5:30. I got Rimmer's book today. It was on my desk waiting for me. It is called... I'm holding it up for the people.
Okay.
It doesn't get any better than this. You can pre-order it on Amazon. Just search for either the title of the book or the author, Jeff Rimmer, 1M, R-I-M-E-R. Rimmer will join us at 5:30, and I will ask him why, after all these years, I'm relegated to one mention on one page.
One little blurb. I mean, you did basically get the name of the chapter. Any pat on the back for that? That's pretty cool.
He did name a chapter name dropping, yeah. And that's the one that I appear.
Right, but yeah. That's kind of cool. You got the whole entire chapter, basically,
well,
in a sense.
I guess.
He called you brilliant.
Tony Petitti, I am brilliant. Tony Petitti, Big Ten commissioner, has been extended. New 5-year contract through June of 2033. Not a surprise. The school presidents and the ADs, they enjoy him. And what was actually put into his contract was that he's going to be paid millions of dollars because he's not Kevin Warren.
Mm. What do you think they like the most about a little Petitti man?
A little Petitti?
Yeah. What do you think they like the most?
I don't know. I'm not in there.
I think the money.
Well, yeah, the money. Can I tell you something?
I think that's what they like the most.
You and I can be sitting in that chair and sign big money television deals.
Just don't screw it up.
It's what I love about Roger Goodell, too.
I think we can make more money.
It's like, okay, he didn't invent the NFL product. He just happened to be in office running that league when these rights fees exploded. And don't tell me that wouldn't have happened with any jabron sitting in there in the commissioner's office.
Right. And, I mean, that's why I think people argue that Roger Goodell has just continued to step in it time and time again when they've had certain issues pop up that you would think even a clown could do better to just make the right decision, actually do some punishing when clown. It comes to it. Yeah.
Talking about Kevin Warren again?
No, not Kevin Warren.
Where are the Bears moving to this week? Wisconsin?
Yeah, possibly.
Why not?
Are they committed to Indiana yet?
Iowa?
They'll come to Iowa.
Galveston?
For reasons they can't even fathom.
No, they're committed to Indiana, but they're still talking to people from Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Oh really?
So, make sense?
But we're going to do it. So Tony Petitti is locked in.
Through 2033.
Who the hell knows what this is? God, I can't. I hate that I say stuff like that. We were talking about that the last few days. I'm getting like sick and tired of like the way that we talk about the future of college sports. I don't think AI can do a lot, right? Like for what we do. If AI could do like any type of segment, it would be just a generic segment of two wackos talking about what's happening in college sports. Oh, you know, it's a can of worms. Opens up a whole new can of worms. Oh, he's just got no guardrails. Got to have safeguards out there. Maybe we get Congress involved. That might be the ticket. I tell you what, 10 years, it's going to look a whole lot different. And I do it, I know. Sometimes you just don't know what else to say about all this crap that's going on.
You know, speaking of the AI, what I will do, I got the ChatGPT, right?
Yeah,
I use it all the time.
We use the ChatGPT.
And it's great because it's like, tool. Hey, I want some creatine supplement. What's the best one for me?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it knows like my history and my likes and dislikes.
Ask you, yeah, right. It saves all that stuff if you've been using it for a couple years.
Right, it'll go ahead, it'll throw it in there for me. Like, cool, one click, buy that one, thanks a lot. But One, sometimes I like to ask the AI philosophical questions just to test it. And I said to it one time, I said, how do I know that you're not real? That you're not aware?
Oh.
And then he spit back an answer. I don't know why I assigned him a gender.
He said something funny. Said something funny, didn't it?
The computer, you know, sent back a thing. And so, you know, it's an interesting philosophical question, blah, blah, blah. But they ended it with, how do you know that you're real? Wow. And you know what? How do we know?
You know, by the way, I had the
We don't know what this reality
we
is.
We just talk about the Matrix.
Exactly.
I had the pill switched. Sorry. You take the blue pill.
Okay, whatever.
But yeah, like we're just talking about that. What we don't know.
How
no
do we
one
know
knows
any of this is real.
No one knows until you die.
And even then, how do we know?
You can't get that message back to someone that's not dead. I will say, though, I don't believe in a lot of this type of stuff. But my wife, in her line of work, it's weird when you're around people that are in the process of dying.
Your wife is a hospice nurse.
My wife is a hospice nurse. She's been doing this for a long time now. A lot of her days spent just going to patients' homes or where her patients are in nursing homes, like not in hospital stuff. But even when she worked in the hospital, like there would be those cases, like eerie stuff, you know? Like where
like
even
what type of eerie
like,
stuff?
Even like her and some nurses, like when they're at the hospital overnight, like doors opening and closing when there's nobody there, like nobody around. And then patients who are in like a certain state of mind talking about just having a conversation, like with their dead mother or their dead father, things like that. Or when patients are kind of getting to that point where they start to speak that way, like where they're already seeing somebody. The mind can do weird things, I'm sure. There's things going on chemically when maybe the body's about to expire. But it's just, it's eerie. Whatever you believe, it makes you think. I mean, who doesn't wonder? You got to wonder, at the very least, when the lights go out, where do you pop up? Tell you what, I wouldn't mind being a cat. If I came back and was reincarnated.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
I think if I were to trade, I've thought about this a lot too. Like you take, say, 85 years of just a hard, grizzled life where, you know, maybe you got a lot of trials and tribulations, jobs tough, getting up, working hard every day, always at the grind. 85 years of that, you don't get like your retirement and relaxation until you're like, what, 65, 70 maybe?
If you're lucky.
Maybe you get 10 or 15 years of good health and then you croak, right? Would you want that? Or say like my cat's life, who's living in a good house, good home, we love her, take care of her, and it's just nothing but sleeping and relaxing all day, every day.
But that's
nothing to worry
about. That's a cat that has a good life.
That's right.
There are cats that don't have a good life.
And that's why in this discussion, I'm making sure it's a good life cat. Like, would you take a good life cat over just your human life?
Oh,
I think it's a pretty...
I'd be the cat
nice
all day, every day.
Up, right?
Absolutely.
The cat sounds
just
pretty good.
Sleep, eat, read, watch TV.
There's no...
You don't have bills to pay?
No.
Don't have any responsibilities?
Nothing. Nothing.
You like how I had the cat reading? Nobody said a damn thing about that.
You read as a cat.
You eat. You read.
You read?
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know. What do you think she's thinking about?
Plus,
what do you think the cats are thinking
about
all day?
I've heard that cats are like mystical. Speaking of the death thing, there's always a story about the cat in the nursing home that always cuddles up to the person who's about to die.
Yeah, pets will do
right?
Some
they're on some other wavelength
like
or plane of existence. I don't know.
Could be some pretty emotional stuff too, like when the cat or the dog like goes up to the
are minions
person
of the Antichrist, and they're there to escort them to hell
to Lucifer.
Yeah, all right. This
cats
way.
Can be pretty satanic.
Right this way, Mr. Duty.
Might be why I like cats so much because they sleep all day, then they want to f with you at night.
Actually, look,
make
I don't
it
know,
fun like, for you,
Ryan. You strike me as a dog guy, right?
Absolutely am.
Okay, see, I'm not in either, but if I were to have one, it would be a cat.
Yeah, dogs don't have to work for your affection.
Well, that's the thing, is that...
Cats do.
It's too easy to get a dog to love you, right? Dogs are stupid. You have to actually put some work in, and when the cat accepts you, it's like that coach that you had. right? That just didn't throw out praise all the time.
That's right.
You know, he'd get on your ass and you'd say, when is Coach going to be proud of me?
It's like getting Coach Bud Kilmer from Varsity Blues exactly. to actually like you.
But then one day he looks at you and says, kid, you're all right. And just that one little thing, you're like, oh man, I did it. I won him over.
Yeah.
It's like when a cat finally comes up to you and sits on your lap while you're watching TV.
I'm telling you.
You're like, I did it. I won it over. The dog's stupid. You feed the dog, keeps coming back. I love you. They're dumb.
I'm telling you, it's a special connection that you have with your cat. It really is. And when you get that cat to do that,
because you're pulling up a picture of your cat right now.
Our cat's not even a lap cat. I'm just showing it to you. But like, I'm hanging out like in the new guest room, and I'm just chilling. I'm just laying on the bed, middle of the day on a Saturday. She comes by. And just
cat is right on your genitals.
Climbs up on the stomach. Oh, yeah. She's
right on there.
She's got genital clearance because I don't even care. I know she's not going to scratch.
You approved her for landing?
Yeah. She's not going to
scratch. Just wave her in with the orange cones?
She'll go into bread loaf. We call that. She'll go into bread loaf mode. She'll kind of give me a nice, like just
you
give
call
me like
your
a,
crotch bread
no,
loaf?
No, that's the position that the cat's in. You know when she tucks the paws in?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, man.
Talking about
bread loaf genitalia? Yeah.
It's not that.
That was happening.
It's not that. I don't have a Wonder Bread down there.
Not out of a log.
Not in the sense that you think that I do.
All right, we'll talk about a crappy quarterback. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. Crappy quarterback next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Westbound North Outer Belt, there is an accident approaching 71 that's got the right lane blocked off, traffic backed up from 161, and another accident on Taylor Station Road that's at Taylor Road. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1, the Fan traffic.
You feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 10 days. Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we've got a slight chance of rain coming. Looking at increasing clouds overnight tonight across central Ohio. Low temps at 65. On Thursday, 30% chance of a rain shower or a thunderstorm early in the day. And then again in the afternoon with lots of sunshine in between. High temp 82. On Friday, a dry sunny day. High temp 82. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants.
The other one should be.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I just posted a little photo of our house cat. We've had her around 5 years now. And she's a cool gal because she can be a real biznatch sometimes. It just makes it fun.
But then
right
when
amount of
she
fun.
Shows you the love.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a game. It's kind of like the marriage too. We can
exactly.
fight a little bit. We can rile it up, but we love each other at the end of the day.
There are a lot of different women out there. All right. There's different people for different personalities and that's great. But I knew that I could not be in a long-term relationship with a girl that was like sickly sweet. You know, it's like there's technically nothing wrong with her. She's nice. She's kind all the time. It's like, well, that's fine. But that's like, I couldn't live in San Diego either. All right. Because it's like,
she's too nice.
Oh, it's 73 yeah. degrees every single day. There's no variety. There's no change. How do you appreciate a 73 degree day when you don't have some crap once in a while?
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, I just didn't like that. And
you don't
so,
want crap all the time.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that.
You need a little mixed bag.
But there has to be a little bit of flavor, a little bit of spice. I want to be married to a Slim Jim, apparently.
We love pizza, but we also need burgers. We also, which is why Timmy eats a burger, right?
That's right. Friday at 5 o'clock, by the way, new episode, Timmy Eats a Burger.
I'm excited about this one. Yeah.
Let's do the quarterback.
Come on. I'm excited about this one. So, the story here, let's go down to Atlanta. Thing I love about Atlanta is they have good, cheap concessions down there to Mercedes Stadium. So I've heard. They've been doing this for years. That's a thing that they do. Maybe it spawns from the cheap concessions at the Masters. But we're looking at Kevin Stefanski, who takes the job there after he leaves the Cleveland Browns. And sure, you're looking at the rising Michael Penix, and you would think that he is the future down there. But they also brought in Tua Tagovailoa from the Miami Dolphins. Now, they apparently, the reports swirling around from down there, and they're NFL reporters who are finally tuned in to all things Atlanta Falcons, they're pretty sure that this was Tua Tagovailoa's job. Like, they had a plan, at least for Michael Penix coming off of that tough injury that he had. You know, like, play this thing out. Obviously, like, you were planning on him taking that.
He's a first-round pick.
But you want to get it out of him. He's a top-10 pick, right?
Was it top 10?
Borderline.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, he's a first-round pick. Clearly, he's going to be the quarterback there.
He's got an arm.
But you're right. He's coming off the injury. They wanted the veteran to come in and sort of ease Michael Penix into the situation.
Ease Penix in.
Yes, before he starts to fully rise. Yeah, you need a soft Penix softly, first, and then he starts to get hard.
Tri-stage.
And then,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So
then that's where we are.
He was the eighth overall pick.
There you go, top 10. But Tua, I haven't been hardly paying attention to this either, has been so bad that they're thinking
they're going to rush Penix.
What the hell with it? We might need Tri-State Penix now.
Yeah, they're going to rush him.
Like, we might need to get him back. Ian Rappaport was saying it really seemed that the goal of the entire organization was to have Tua be the starting quarterback right away to start the season. Let Michael Penix come along slow. Really, you'd like him to be inactive for the first several games and really just take his time and make sure he's fully healthy. Tua's play made that impossible, not just in the preseason game, which we've seen, but it sounds like practice as well, all of which is to say this is Michael Penix's job for the taking.
Speaking of bad quarterbacks, I was not here when Deshaun Watson was named QB1 of the Browns, but I have some thoughts on that.
Please tell them to me and us.
Here's a little story, okay? A couple days ago, I'm with my daughter, who is 9. We're at the Kroger. They have a little toy aisle in the Kroger.
Yeah, I know about
that.
That
she wanted to peruse, mm-hmm. Right?
So we got Hot Wheels cars and some hula hoops or whatever.
There was some, like, see, they're big on, like, the little, like, containers of crap that have, like, little surprises in it. You don't know what it is until you open it up.
That's a thing now. That's
like
a thing again.
It's like little tiny things and surprises and whatever.
It's crap.
Yeah, it's crap. Yeah. But she's 9 and she likes the crap. And so she was saying how she really wanted this thing. And I said to her, because we're trying to teach her about spending her own money. She has her own money. She earns allowance, depending on what she does around the house from a chores perspective. And she said she really wanted this thing. And I said, well, do you $8 want it? Because I'm not paying for
this
it.
This is coming from that bucket.
So if you want it, then you're spending your $8 on this. And she sort of hemmed and hawed for a while and said, I guess not. I guess not, right?
So yeah, it's funny how that works out,
We finished our grocery shopping.
Who's
and that was
paying?
I was back at the Kroger yesterday. And nice dad. I go, I get what she wanted.
Okay.
Nice, right? I got what she wanted for the $8. She was a good
girl.
You're
feeling nice.
She was good. You know, we had a nice day, whatever it was. And the fact that she made a responsible decision before.
To not get it.
But
you know what? I don't
do it all the time.
Sure,
and
sure.
It was just $8. And so I buy the thing and I'm coming in the house. I got bags in my hand. And as I'm pulling into the garage, I can hear the two of them going at it. My wife and my daughter. Just arguing about something. And I hear
right.
Samantha with the smart mouth, and my wife can't leave it alone, and they're the same person, so they just clash.
Oh my God.
Right? It's the mom and daughter clash. And
should I stay or should I go?
I had that toy in my hand and I just put it right under the car seat. Right under the the driver's side seat.
Save and I'm like, well, for another day.
I'm saving this for another day because I can't walk in and reward this type of behavior.
No.
Okay? And so
Jimmy Haslam
the
can,
fact
though.
That Todd Monken and Andrew Berry and the Haslams, after that preseason performance.
That's what they do.
Can with a straight face say, that's our starter.
I thought that he would just resend the same statement. You already wrote it.
My God.
Take the statement from what, March of last year, where you're like, I'm really sorry. We took a big swing and a miss at who we thought would be the quarterback of the future, but we're wrong. Just
read
reset.
The room. You can't walk in and hand a toy when it was a complete and total disaster of a day. You can't do it. At least, if anything, you say, you know what? Still haven't made up my mind. We're going to go to preseason game number 3, and we're going to figure it out. And you hope that the guy you want can actually go out there and put together some sort of competent performance so you can name him the starting quarterback. But doing that after that game, I understand why Browns fans are out of their minds.
Hey.
They should be.
Hey, what a story it'll make.
My God. Whose call was that? Was it Munkin's call to make the decision then?
Yeah, you gotta.
Whose call is it?
You gotta think that they're... I think all accounts say that this is Munkin's call, but yeah, there's going to be discussion about that, about what is being said from Haslam, what is being said through Barry, like that.
But
they
ultimately, Todd Monken took this
ultimately
job.
Get.
Okay,
yeah,
he's the head coach.
You think he's not coming here if he doesn't get to pick who his quarterback? And really,
well, even if he doesn't, he knows the deal. He signed up for this. He's the head coach. He should have to answer for this.
He should, and he knew what the quarterback room looked like. And now they're like, oh, I want to get another look at Dylan Gabriel before we look at Shador Sander. Are you high? I'll tell you how that's going to go bad. It's going to go poorly.
Anyway, so the toy is still under my seat in the car. I'm just waiting for a good day.
Is it wrapped? Or is it just like a give you the toy thing?
No, I give him a wrap. It's a birthday gift.
It's just in the grocery bag?
Yeah, it's just, here you go. Bought this for you. Thanks for being a good girl.
Yep.
But I can't do that when you and your mom are yelling at each other like lunatics.
Maybe today she's good.
No, she's got to have multiple days of being good.
Yeah.
Can't just be a day of good.
She didn't have a good Tuesday?
It's fine. I need at least a week.
Boy, these days are really starting. First, it was a couple days. Now it's a week.
I need a week of the two of them not going at it. I actually said to her the other day.
What if it's mom's fault?
Sometimes it is. And I have that conversation with her, too, because she gets very upset about things. Can you believe your daughter did this? I said, yes, I can. I live with the big version. I have two of them. I have a small one and I have a big one, and you guys are the same person. You butt heads.
How does Kristen feel about being told that?
In the moment, not great.
Does that go well?
Upon some reflection, she, to her credit, will come back and agree with me.
Yeah, that's good.
And look, we try
to do that at home too. Is at least just recognize when one of us is being an insane person.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit, and I feel like Sarah does a good job of that too.
Well, the thing about me is that over the years, I've gotten much calmer, and that's through the benefit of medication and, you know, working on myself and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
But the trade-off is my wife has gotten crazier. And so the house is still chaos, but I'm all the way down here.
And she's getting crazy.
And she's
crazier.
Just getting ramped up.
But nothing? But nothing? Mm. Yeah.
We don't have to work on her.
Well, no, she's under museum glass.
Right. Is that Bill Burr?
Yeah,
it's a good one.
That's right.
I like that.
We're always working on me. What the hell?
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The right lane still blocked off from an accident westbound North Outer Belt that is approaching I-71. Traffic backed up from 161 up to a 10-minute delay. Also an accident on Taylor Station Road at Taylor Road. And in Delaware, northbound US 42, an accident at Freshwater Road. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Jeff Rimmer, the soon-to-be best-selling author, joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon.
I got the book, Rims.
Finally.
It doesn't get any better than this. You can pre-order it on Amazon or jeffrimmer.com.
Nicely said. Nicely done. Now, I fully expected, because I had the book traced, and it arrived on your doorstep on Thursday, last Thursday. So, I
was not here.
I heard that. I heard that here. Jacob told me that you were off the last 2 days.
Who's Jacob? You mean Reimer?
Is that who it is? Okay.
Yeah, Reimer. I don't know who Jacob is. Jacob's a dweeb.
Listen, when he gets on the phone in Ted's absence, I believe he says, "Hi, it's Jacob here from 90."
Yeah, I don't care what he calls himself. He doesn't make the rules around here.
Stop calling yourself Jacob,
yeah,
Reimer.
It's not your name anymore.
Your name's Reimer.
You're like Cher.
You have to say it like a question, too, even when you talk to people.
Reimer?
Can I continue here?
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
There's a story to tell. So the book was delivered to you, your offices at 97.1. Someone by the name of signed for it.
Who?
Fully expect
Wait, can I say the name
Someone
again?
By the name of who?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Moore?
Can I
Moore?
Get to the point here?
I think that's Moore.
Moore? Hardly know her.
I know I'm not going to get through this here.
I'm sorry. Go
but
ahead.
But anyway, I'll make my best attempt, because I would accuse you under normal circumstances, until I learned you were off yesterday and the day before, to return for this show, and I understand why. But anyway, I expected you to read the book over the weekend, knowing you got it on Thursday, or at least it was delivered on Thursday, and I expected to accuse you of putting it on eBay after reading it on the weekend at triple the price.
First of all,
Jeff, he's actually made some dirty jokes about not reading the book, and I have shunned him when he's made those jokes.
I just
want you to know, because I'm going to read all of it by next Wednesday.
Tattletale? Listen.
That's right.
I'm upset.
I'm on his side.
That after 23 years of knowing you, I get one page in this book. Page 159, one mention. Bobby Orr gets 13 pages in this book. Now, I'm not saying that I want to be on equal level as Bobby Orr, but I thought maybe our relationship is better than one page. Billy Ripken got 3 pages, for Christ's sake, and he's not even the good Ripken.
By the way, what was said about you on that one page?
You did call me brilliant, and I appreciate that. It was a nice
That's
little
all
thing.
That needs to be said.
I know.
That's all that needs to be said.
And I appreciate that. And you named the chapter Name Dropping, which is what we named this segment, obviously.
All right, so he called you brilliant. What would you call Jeff?
What would you call me?
Esteemed.
Maybe you should hold that comment.
Esteemed is what I would call him.
You're esteemed, Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
That's something that would be on, like, the flap of the book.
You like a good flap there, Reimer?
This is a review copy, and I fully want to deliver you a hard copy of the book.
Oh, yeah.
And it is finished.
I want it hard.
Off the presses. When it comes off the presses, I'll just continue here, on Friday. So it'll
Does
be
it come off the presses
cover.
Hot or cold when it's hard?
What? Why?
Is it, why? Is it hot no. off? Is the hardcore... Hardcore.
Rimmer, he's on one today.
Oh, my God. We're going south here in a hurry.
He's on.
You can't go south when you've started south. I started the show there.
Just went from 6 to midnight.
It's right. It's hard copy.
No, Jeff, I do want to say, I think it's really cool what you did. I'm sure a lot of work went into this, and I know people helped you with the project, but this is that's a cool thing when you think about your career and all the places that you've gone and the different cities that you've lived in and worked in and the connections you've made to be able to put that down in one piece. It's essentially like your life that people can read, and you've got a lot of fans out here for the work that you've done with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you got a special place in their hearts. So it's a very neat thing that you did.
Well, thank you, Tim, for those kind words, but it's a book not only for sports fans, but it's a book about life. There's a very serious chapter in the book. And for young people that maybe want a career as a journalist, radio talk show host, television broadcaster, there's some hints in there throughout the book that could help them. There's some terrific stories. There's a lot of humor, and there's a I can't believe all the women that have reached out to me. Many of them. Let me finish. Right. Many of them through the JeffRimmer.com website.
My panties, please.
Can't wait to get their copies. Now, again, I want to point out, and I have great admiration and thank yous for the people at 97.1. You guys are going to be right there as we unveil the book on September the 15th. There'll be some lucky listeners join us, as you pointed out last week. We've got a couple of, now that's a private signing, but there will be a couple of public signings, and you can get the book before September 28th. We will be signing books on Thursday night, and we've got to talk about buyer's imports by the airport here in a moment. On Thursday night, the 17th, and on Friday, the 18th, at Barnes & Noble on Olin Tangi. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities for folks to get autographed copies in advance of that September 28th date.
Oh, how you doing? Speaking of women, I notice you have Anna Kournikova in here, page 166. Did you put her mom in the book as well?
No, her mom's not there. That story was left exclusively for 97.1.
Okay. All right, talk about your friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport, Rims.
And Buyers Imports by the Airport, where they dare you to compare. Let me tell you, you cannot beat the locations. They're located right there on Hamilton Road by the airport, easy to get to. They are very easy to deal with. Trust me, I purchased my cars at Buyers Imports by the airport. The 2027 vehicles starting to trickle in now. There are great deals on the 26 models, including Subarus. And those Subarus are one fine automobile. One of the safest on the road. Porsches, Audi, Volkswagen. Second to none, no better place to go than Buyers Imports by the airport, where their service your car with factory trained technicians, and you don't need an appointment necessarily made ahead of time. Buyers Imports at the airport.
You should buy this book just for the photos in the book, by the way. There is a picture of you when you're on the air in Edmonton in 1976, where you have like a tan leisure suit on, you got the hair going. I mean, that is peak 70s Rims right
see,
there.
Let me see.
Look at that handsome
that.
Fella right there, Timmy.
Oh my sweet Jesus!
Were you a disco guy, Rims? Did you enjoy the disco?
Wow.
No, I was a television sportscaster. That was my get up and go. That's when I met my wife, when I was wearing those clothes with the 3-inch heels, by the way, which you can't see in the picture. But just imagine the picture. I got to tell you, lady that's involved in some of the publicity, and you'll get to meet her on September 15th. She wants that picture blown up and me to autograph it. There are a lot of women that want that picture, and I can certainly understand why.
Was that when you were in Edmonton version of Canadian Teen Beat? Is that the photo that they used?
Yeah, I think so.
Tiger Beat, you mean?
Yeah.
Teen Beat? Tiger Beat? No?
Yeah, Tiger, I think.
That's Tiger like Beat.
Yeah, Tiger Beat.
It was Tiger Beat. Yeah, the magazine. Yeah, yeah. Right. And television show. Yeah, I was the star of that show.
They had a television show, Tiger Beat?
I didn't know about that. I was watching NBA Inside Stuff back then, Rims.
It must have been a Canadian show. It must have been Canada only.
What do you want to do? We're out of time. You have any names to drop?
No, nothing really today. I got to tell you, we've had several conversations today. I'm doing a lot of interviews in promotion for the book. If you will allow me, I'll go on ESPN in Vegas here on Friday. I'm also going on with a Sports Babe on Friday out of Los Angeles. So doing a lot of interviews.
Hold on. The fabulous Sports Babe's alive?
Well, this one is. And she's pretty hot, if I can say so. My wife's not in the general.
Okay, well then this is not the Sports Babe that I'm thinking of.
Hey, it's not. Hey, how are you?
No, this is a different Sports
no,
Babe.
No, not that one. Not that one.
All right. Thank you, Rims. Go pre-order the book, everybody.
It's been a pleasure. You got to let me know what you think of it, my friend.
I will.
And you too, Timmy.
I'm going to start reading it tonight. I appreciate it. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Alton and Darby Creek Road is closed off in both directions. This due to an accident between Fetter Road and Tomcrest Drive. Avoid that area until further notice. Northbound Hamilton, another crash blocking the right lane at Refugee Road. And on Taylor Station Road, an accident at Taylor Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. COTA Ride is getting a new look this September. Starting September 7th, the new Line 30 add updates to Line 1 are hitting the streets. Get the details at COTA.com/service changes. COTA.com/service changes. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Dudoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously,
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Wednesday to you.
You know, Beamer, I was sitting down. I was watching some English soccer this past weekend because the season started up, and I said, oh, Manchester United's on.
7:30, Saturday morning.
Beamer's a big fan, so I said, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to root for Beamer's team.
Newly promoted Hull.
And they're playing Hull something?
Hull City.
Hull City.
And like H-U-L-L?
Yeah.
Hull City.
Okay. Bobby Hull City. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, it's not going to be a contest. You know, Man U's going to run all over these people.
It wasn't a contest.
And it wasn't, but it was on the other way around. That was not a good way to start the season for Man U.
It was absolutely shambolic, disgusting, just no good at all. But congrats to Hull City, first Premier League win since 2017. So good job out of them. They got the first one out of the way rather quickly.
Is this their first time in Premier League since 2017?
I think so.
Probably.
They don't go winless, right? If you get to the top league.
If you're bad enough.
Has anyone ever gone winless in the Premier League
over a whole
season? I doubt that, right?
There was a team, I am blanking on them right now, Sheffield Wednesday, maybe like down in the Championship or League One.
Jenny Ortega.
Last year. Good pull. And they got like a 30 points deduction for doing nefarious like business workings or something
So
that.
So they penalized.
They had the points taken away.
They finished the season with 0 points. It was pretty impressive.
That's quite the achievement.
Where's Hull City? Hull City is in, is it in Yorkshire?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I tell you what, Timothy. I spent some time in Hull City.
Oh, there's actually a town... Or a township called Hull.
Yes!
Like right there on the Humbler River.
Humbler.
Right there. Yeah, it's just a little bit southeast of York. So there you go.
Where you play golf.
Right up there. Yeah, right up there by the golf club. Yeah, the York Golf Club.
Now, Beamer, you were here last week, right? You were here on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw the way this man was walking around on Friday, hunched over.
I very much
needed assistance to wipe his ass. All of that. Do you think it is normal for a man then, less than 48 hours later, to go out and play golf?
You know, guys, I had a little bit of a back injury a couple months ago. Remember when I was laying down on the floor?
I do remember. I do remember you were rough.
I didn't play golf for 3 months.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Because you're smart, and he's not.
No, I'm back. I'm good.
Kiss of death, man. Are you actively wearing a back brace?
Yeah.
Then you're not back.
Well, it feels better. I think I'm at like 85, 90% right now.
It feels better and better, and then it won't.
Better and better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I swung a little bit slower. I played the senior tees and had fun. And I felt better later in the day afterwards, hours after the golf and then the drive back.
Sometimes there's just, I say this to my daughter, you know, like if you do blank, because we've had so many discussions about it. If I hear that you did this, whatever it is, you better just run away from home. Don't even come home, right? So if I get a call in the next couple days...
That I throw my back out again?
That you can't move. Like, you better just...
Drop dead.
Forget my number. Don't even call me.
Did you see him walking?
Yeah, I saw a video of it. Nicole took a video of it and sent it to me.
It was crazy.
I mean, it's wild how that stuff...
We had a 30-minute show on Friday. I said, I'll beat you out to the parking lot when we're done with the
show. It was close. It was. It's wild how quickly some of that stuff can heal up when it's muscle.
And then on Sunday,
that's
playing golf.
That's what my playing partners were saying to me. They're like, yeah, this is a pretty good ruse
here.
Did you play 9 or 18?
Mm-hmm. Did you play 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course you did.
Ask me what I shot.
I don't care what you shot.
Ask me.
It has an asterisk. You were playing up the tees.
It's still the score is the score.
You can't post it, though.
No. You can from the right tee
markers. You're not a senior, though.
You're not eligible to play those tees.
Why am I not eligible to play?
So it has an asterisk.
I didn't play the red tees. I played the white tees.
It would be more acceptable for you to play the red tees than the senior tees.
We played white tees before. We've been out there and we've played like we've selected those tees before to have a little fun. Well, no, it's a senior tee. Like, yeah, it's like one up. Sometimes there could be like two men's tees. Depending on the course, there might be five sets of tees or four sets of tees. I guess it depends on where you're playing.
I'm aware.
Yeah, you know.
What about Hey There, Delilah?
Beamer.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, two full hours. Justin Zwick is hanging out with me here this evening. Get his thoughts on the craziness in college football that has gone on here this week. We'll take a listen from Ryan Day. And Austin Ward is going to join us after a Woody Wednesday. And Jim Lachey is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, baby. Jim.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I want you to ask Jim Lachey about the new merch that's available in the Washington Commanders team store.
I seen it.
You seen it. It's available, baby.
You think they have one of him? What's the matter?
They should.
No, not good?
Well, no. Nothing. They're getting canceled over it.
Come on.
They got like an Art Monk t-shirt and
Sean Taylor,
maybe Gary Clark, but this should be like a Jim Lachey there, you know, because the team they played for was the Redskins. Mm-hmm. People are saying how racist that is to put that shirt out there. It's not like they're going back to that team name or anything, but people have issues with putting that on a shirt again.
PR, the same people doing the Callaway.
Maybe the Target. People, maybe
oh, the that Target shop, Halloween costume.
Who in
the world approved that? Like, I saw the headline and I'm like, oh, people are probably overreacting.
Guys,
and then I clicked on it. And it's like, oh my God.
I'm not shocked by much online anymore. But
that was
stunning. But at the team store, I think they had an Art Monk t-shirt. They didn't have a headdress on the rack
next
to it for purchase.
But the headdress was on the t-shirt.
Well, it's on the logo, I guess. It's a feather on. Look, I'm not saying it's right. I think that is racist AF. You can't be doing that. Are we going to bring Chief Wahoo back?
Yep.
What are we doing? I mean, Trump wants it back, I guess.
It's coming back.
Guess you got to listen.
Mm-hmm. Chief Wahoo's coming back.
Guess it has to happen.
The measles, they're all coming back.
Hey, I want to apologize to everyone for the emails.
Yeah, we didn't read any of them today.
We kind of got to talking.
We'll read more emails tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Harder, thicker, and full. Okay, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Not even next week?
No.
Too Hot and emails?
Yep.
Worlds collide?
Yep. Who's doing Too Hot? Rhymer? I have no faith in Rhymer.
I've got stuff. Okay.
Rhymer, you ever edit audio?
Yes, I have.
You know how to like pull clips from other shows?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are they going to be any good?
I mean, I think so.
You working
too
on this
hot,
already?
Too Hot with Rhymer.
Okay.
More of your emails and more racist Halloween costumes from Target.
That's them. That's all them.
Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Alton and Darby Creek Road shut down in both directions from an accident that's between Fetter Road and Tuttle. That's Thorncrest Drive. Avoid the area until further notice. Northbound Hamilton Road, an accident before Refugee Road's got the right lane blocked off. Police over there on scene. And southbound 71, new accident in at the North Outer Belt. That's blocking the left berm. This report is sponsored by Mesilla Valley Transportation. Take the next step in your driving career with Mesilla Valley Transportation. They're hiring CDLA drivers in Groveport with competitive pay, consistent opportunities, and dependable home time. Visit drive4mbt.com to apply. That's drive4mbt.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.